the participation of Honorable Minister, Deputy Prime Minister Bao, Ambassador McCook, and their delegation greatly contributed to the success of this meeting. I am also grateful to our discussant, Ambassador Piantini Nuit of the Dominican Republic, for his insightful observations. Members noted that despite a series of external shocks and the burden of large public debt, Jamaica has persevered with the reform of its economy. Members pointed out that as a small island economy, Jamaica had not been able to improve its economic, including its export, performance during the review period. Jamaica was encouraged to continue efforts to lower trade costs, expand its limited export base, improve infrastructure and energy supply, as well as enhance the competitiveness of its goods and services trade. Members commended Jamaica for its active participation in the WTO and acknowledged Jamaica's contributions to the multilateral trading system through its strong commitment to a successful conclusion of the Doha Development Round negotiations and its initiatives to advance special and differential treatment for developing countries. Members noted Jamaica's participation and leadership in the regional Caribbean single market, economy and economic integration process, and in CARICOM negotiations with other trading partners. Members highlighted the overall openness of the Jamaican economy, witnessed by the large share of trade in GDP. While it was observed that tariffs and numerous other duties and charges remain Jamaica's main trade policy instrument, concerns were raised about their costs and whether excessive import taxation might be a constraining Jamaica's competitiveness. Members expressed concerns about the use of non-tariff charges such as customs fees and additional stamp duties on certain agricultural products. Members also raised questions on the other issues such as modernization of customs procedures, challenges in meeting international quality standards, divestment of state-owned enterprises, SPS requirements for imports of certain agricultural products, and IPR legislation, and enforcement in particular in the area of patents. Members appreciated that Jamaica expects to eliminate its remaining export subsidies by 2015 in line with WTO requirements. Services continues to play an increasingly important role in the economy in terms of share of GDP, and employment and services exports help to offset Jamaica's overall trade imbalance. Members expressed confidence that Jamaica could capitalize on its numerous strengths, such as natural beauty, which remains a powerful engine for tourism expansion. Jamaica was commended for its liberalization of financial services and telecommunications, but the issue was raised of Jamaica's levying a surcharge on international calls. Members noted that Jamaica has still not ratified the fifth protocol of GATS and encouraged it to do so. Members appreciated the replies to written questions provided by the Jamaica delegation and looked forward to further responses. In conclusion, the numerous questions and active discussion indicate the importance members attach to this review. Members acknowledged the progress made by Jamaica in reforming its economy while recognizing the challenges it faces on account of changes affecting the world economy. This has been truly a successful review. I encourage Jamaica to take to heart members' concerns, and at the same time I invite members to assist Jamaica by taking appropriate steps, including through aid for trade, to build trade capacity in policy formulation and improve infrastructure, and by further opening their markets to Jamaica's exports.